Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Best of Tea with Twiggy, which is where I've put together a short compilation of people that I've chatted to over the last few years. I can't believe we've been doing this now for a few years, but we have. And today I'd like you to have a listen to the gorgeous Charlotte Tilbury and the lovely Bobby Brown, who are extraordinary makeup artists turn mega business women. They both have their extraordinarily successful lines of makeup. And I hope you enjoy listening to it. And if you want to listen to the whole episodes, just scroll down my list of guests and find them. And Bobby, you'll hear, is talking about her new line, which is called Jones Road. Anyway, enjoy. See you soon. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So then you were at school and your mum let you go to do this course. Then how did you get kind of into the industry as a makeup artist?
Right. So when I was there, I just poured my heart into everything. I just kept trying all these different makeup things. When I had to do a film for my film class, I designed the film around makeup that I wanted to do. And I graduated college, and I did probably the most important thing is I waitressed for a year, because I was very worried how I was going to support myself, because there's really no jobs. You don't get a job unless you go work for, a TV show, a news show. And I really wanted to work in fashion. So I moved to New York City, not knowing a soul, and I didn't know what to do. So I took out the Yellow Pages. I opened them up. I looked up modeling agencies. I looked up photographers, and I just started with a really bad portfolio, calling people up, filling my date book with a pen, filling my date book and going to see people. So I did that for a while. And then I started doing what they call tests, which are, you do a free shoot and you get a picture as your payment. So you get a little bit better portfolio. And then eventually I got a break. Someone hired me for a magazine. I lied and said I did hair, and I do not. I'm like, of course, it was something for Vogue, actually.
Wow.
So I decided not to lie anymore because I was too nervous, because I do not know how to do hair. So I just started, going, and it took me 7 years to get a Vogue cover. That was my
wow.
dream. 7 years.
And who was the Vogue cover? Can you remember?
Yeah, of course I remember. Naomi Campbell.
Wow.
And Patrick Demarchelier. It was amazing. Pretty cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, that is an amazing moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember, I think my first Vogue cover was, I think it was Richard Avedon, actually.
Yes.
And that was pretty awe-inspiring for me. I was 17 years old, so
wow.
It was amazing.
And I never got to work with Mr. Avedon. I never, I was not famous enough, big enough. So, I had the next generation.
I say, because you're that much younger than me, because right. I only When I worked with him, well, I was 17. He was probably in his mid-late 30s, I would think.
Wow.
But
wow.
he was so innovative. And, you know, he was doing, because I'd only really worked on teenage magazines in England. I'd done a bit in Paris for Elle magazine, but they were very teenagery kind of pictures. And then when I got to New York and I worked with Richard Avedon, he was doing this thing where he would get his models to leap through the air. He was doing that movement thing, which had never really been done before. So, and just to work with, he was extraordinary. Changed my life, really. It was amazing.
Wow. But I have so many questions for you. I know this is your podcast, but I'm going to ask.
Go on, then. It's a chat.
I know. Come on my podcast, because I've got 10 million questions. I also have a podcast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mine is called The Important Thing, so it could be anything from your favorite underwear to your family.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I'll come on. That'd be great.
Now it's you have to do the heavy lifting. No, I love. I'm very curious. Are you a curious person?
I think so. Yeah, I think I am. I'm quite. I mean, considering I've been in the public eye since I was 16, I'm still quite shy. Mm-hmm. I'm very comfortable around people I know and people I admire, and I'm not very good in big crowds. Or we were at somebody's house the other week, and somebody at Glastonbury was coming up, you know, the big music festival.
Right.
And one of the younger girls said, "Oh, Twigs, are you coming to Glastonbury?" And I said, "Oh my God, I can think." I mean, I love watching it on the TV, but the thought of being amidst thousands and thousands of people, I said, no, thank you. So I've never been to Glastonbury, sadly, but I do watch it on the TV.
Or for me, Coachella. I've never been to Coachella, but have you heard of that festival?
I have. It's huge, isn't it?
Coachella, sorry.
Oh, but Coachella.
They did one I wanted to go to, and the funny name was called Old Cello, because it was all like the rock groups and older musicians.
Oh, okay.
And it was vamping, and my husband said, "We are not going to Old Cello." It would have been really fun.
So you didn't go?
We didn't go. He didn't want to go. And they don't. No. I guess it didn't work. They don't do it anymore.
I think I'm with him. I think. Watch it on the TV. Is there one person that kind of did something or was a mentor or suddenly a penny drop within you and that is your moment, isn't it? So how old were you then?
I was 16.
Wow.
I was 16. Amazing. So it is, you're so right to ask that question. What was that moment?
And
I couldn't have told you anything else about that year or possibly the year before, the year after. I can't remember, but that I could tell you. The coffee shop I was sitting in. I can tell you when I met Mary Greenwell in Formentera, and I was wearing a little bit of gold eyeshadow, and I was wearing sort of a kind of soft brown lip liner, a bit dodgy, and a kind of bit of Vaseline on my lips. And I remember going, and Mary was just like, and I'll never forget her saying, "Oh, my hands are tingling." Like I was just so mesmerized by what she did. And in those days, no one had heard of a makeup artist. They were like, "What's a makeup artist?" You know, because there were no makeup artists when you started. So it was Mary really paved the way for me to then, you know, started working with all the supermodels, and then really I assisted her at the end of the supermodel era. I mean, I remember I was 19 backstage with Mary, and I had Claudia Schiffer. I remember, and I was Laurie Starrett. Actually, it was Mary Greenwell and Laurie Starrett. It was for some Sting Save the Rainforest fashion show, and they got all the big supermodels in. And I had to do Claudia Schiffer's makeup, and I had to do quite a few of the supers, and Susie Bick, who, you know, is now Vampire's wife, who I love, and Claudia Schiffer and Susie. And I remember Claudia going, "I love the way you've done my eyes." And I remember, and you know, for me at 19, that was like such a big thing.
Yeah.
And Susie Bick said to me, "Oh my gosh." And I remember going bright red in the face. And she said, "I love the way you've done my skin." Because she was kind of like, she was always been looking in the mirror and sort of, she said, "You've just done my skin so beautifully. I love the way you've done my skin." And I remember kind of like going literally like the color of, I don't know, whatever.
But it must have been, being a 19 year old, it must have been, you know, quite nerve wracking. Because
yes,
you know, especially people, you know, Claudia Schiffer was amazing.
Yeah, huge. They were all the super. They were the supermodels. I remember literally feeling like, you know, sort of, you know, a bit of a runt, really, kind of, when they all walked in the room with their 6 foot, kind of, you know, with the sort of, you know, in those days the glamour was like the hair, and they were all in heels, and it was just very kind of like, you know, very rock star glamour. And there I was, my little kind of, you know, very inspirational, very gorgeous. Yeah.
How amazing. Yeah. So then you, I mean, obviously, I know you became a huge makeup artist. When did you kind of suddenly think, because, you know, there are quite a lot of makeup artists, good and bad and in between.
Yeah.
And obviously you were one of the top great ones. When did you suddenly, because what your story is extraordinary, what you've done. I mean, it's well deserved, but it's amazing, because to go from being a top makeup artist to have a worldwide award-winning brand like you've got is extraordinary. So when did you suddenly think, I'm going to make my own brand?
Do you know, I realised I probably wasn't that normal. You kind of look back and go, oh, maybe that wasn't that normal to think that way. But when I walked to boarding school, I remember walking to boarding school at the age of 13, and this sort of feeling force would come over me as I was walking across the fields to get to my school for my boarding house. And I remember just saying, I will make my mark in the world. And I just, it was sort of like a force bigger than me. I didn't even know what that really meant or why I was thinking that way, you know. And then I just wanted to kind of, the beauty thing of sort of always looking at these black and white posters of Marilyn Monroe and Audrey Hepburn and Greta Garbo. And so I would study eyelash formations for hours and the way light hits certain cheekbones. And then I was fascinated, as I said to you before, with the power of someone's beauty. And I just, you know, I worked very hard. I was very dedicated to what I did. And, you know, I then sort of worked with all the greats, like, you know, Matt Marcus and Mary Testino and all the kind of, you know, great photographers. And, you know, assisted Mary Greenwald, which is an amazing break, and then kind of built myself way through, and then sort of started doing 40 fashion shows a season and couture and all the big campaigns for Louis Vuitton and Gucci and, you know, Valentino and on and on and on. And then I did red carpet as well. So I got on very well with celebrities and I got on very well with models. So sometimes they would say to me, you know, look, actually, I'm doing a premiere, or I'm doing the Oscars, or I'm doing the Golden Globes. Will you, or the Cannes Film Festival, will you come and do my makeup? And it was quite rare that, because if you, you know this, if you're in the fashion industry, you're sort of designing the looks. You don't normally do a lot of red carpet. So it was quite rare that I got on very well with celebrities and I was happy to do the red carpet. So I always had this three-prong kind of approach to my career. And then I'd always wanted to, really, when I think back to being a boarding school, I sort of designed the beginning of the concept of what I wanted to do, which was having one of the world's top makeup artists come to you and say, this is the look for you. And realizing, you know, I was thinking, for my red hair, for my green eyes, for my shaped face, what would suit me the most? How do I maximize my potential at the age of 13 when you're finding yourself?
I hope you enjoyed that little snippet from Charlotte Tilbury and Bobby Brown. And if you want to hear the whole episodes, just scroll down on my Tea with Twiggy site and find the complete chat. We do have a good old chat and a laugh. Anyway, enjoy. Bye.